From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. A woman shot dead by police during a chase is now being identified. Police say 48-year-old Dawn Center of Redwood Valley stole a vehicle from a dealership in Ukiah and drove away at speeds over 100 miles an hour. The vehicle had no plates on it at the time. The pursuit continued up the Ridgewood grade, and Center reportedly lost control of the vehicle near the northern interchange of the Willits Bypass. Police say Center exited the vehicle holding a handgun and confronted the pursuing officers prior to being shot. A keen eye goes a long way in law enforcement, and such was the case in McKinleyville Wednesday morning. A deputy sheriff on patrol observed a hole cut into the fence of a commercial storage facility on the 1600 block of Murray Road. Several items were piled outside of the fence near the hole. Deputies then spotted two men wearing dark clothing, one with reflective strips on his pants, running away from the property. Deputies also found several storage units with locks cut off and several other units that the suspects had opened and searched. Deputies were unable to locate those suspects in nearby wooded areas. Congressman Jared Huffman among those calling for the Department of Justice to investigate money paid to adult film actress Stephanie Clifford, better known as Stormy Daniels, by Donald Trump's personal attorney. He's part of a letter sent to the DOJ, which reads, "It appears clear that the payment from Essential Consultants, LLC, to Ms. Clifford was made for the purpose of influencing the 2016 presidential election. In the fall of 2016, Ms. Clifford had reportedly been in talks with ABC's Good Morning America to discuss her relationship with Mr. Trump. This payment from an unknown source made by Donald Trump's lawyer through a private LLC bought her silence, ensuring that she would not conduct the interview or others that could damage Donald Trump's candidacy." The Arcata Fire District is recognizing employees who go above and beyond, handing out awards for the Rookie of the Year, Career Firefighter of the Year, Volunteer of the Year, and the Archie Bernardi Fire Officer of the Year. Jake Cliff was named 2017 Rookie of the Year. David Haller was recognized as the 2017 Volunteer of the Year. Employee of the Year went to Anthony Benalicia, and Battalion Chief Sean Campbell received the 2017 Archie Bernardi Fire Officer of the Year award. Well, close to 90 properties in Humboldt County are hitting the auction blocks. They're located in a number of different municipalities around the county. The tax collector will conduct a public auction of defaulted properties between March 2nd and March 5th through the online auction site Bid for Assets. You can also see more about it on the Humboldt County Tax Collector website. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.